Okay, good morning everyone. Continuing Hilchos Nida, we're just going to say a couple of points on the packet 6C again about Dan Bahashtana. Just a machlokes, it seems, how many shitas there are, and what about sitting Rabbeinu Chananel on one extreme, the Rambam on another. Rambam's the cooler, Rabbeinu Chananel's the most machmer. And then you have the Rush who holds you need Tarti L'Riusa, you need Oimedes and Shoisesis, but Yosheves is always good. And then we had the Mary Rottenberg that said you needed to have Tlas, the Tivusa, you needed Yosheves, you needed Maznekes, and you needed Toicha Seifel, and Oimedes was always a problem. So Chad L'Riusa was a problem for that shita. And I looked in the Bari HaShulchan points out an interesting idea that we really saw before, so it's good for the Chazorah of a very important idea, is that the Bari HaShulchan pointed out that the Chad Re'usa of the shita of the Meir Meir Rottenberg is it's a midrabanan. It's ainu min a Torah el midrabanan ke ain tumas ksamim. So I'm reading the Bari Shochan on page 27, Sifkat and Yodalad. So the Chad L'Riusa is min a Torah, is not min a Torah, it's midrabanan, like kesem. So that even though it's b'toras kesem, and kesem is tahor pachos mi kishir pachos mi kegris va'od, he's saying here that shear is coming lefuke, that shear is coming lefuke amacholus, right? We need that shear to ensure the dam is not coming from amacholus. So if it's large, if that's that much dam, so then it wouldn't come from amacholus. It wouldn't be coming from amacholus. But that's when we're masupik whether it's coming from the goof or not, right? Is it coming from the goof, or is it coming from be'alma? But here we're not masupik. Here it's dumb. It's dumb in the meiraglayim. So we don't have a suffix. It's coming from the goof. So we don't need that shear anymore. And we saw that idea in the first gilui neshas in Hilchos Nida, that when it's coming, it's vada negufa. You don't need the shear, because that was all. So I'm reading the gilui marsha. Dafta pachas mekigris kevan the yodash yotze megufa yesh boy meshum kesem deshir rak lachoytze misafik machoylus. So here we don't have that suffik. When you're not masupik about that it's from the goof, you don't need that shear is not going to be a cool. You can't use that shear the cooler. It's going to be tummy even if you don't have that shear. And then you had, I think we had the machloikas with the that is arguing on the meal tztaka that says no, the shear is always. The shear is always going to be a matir. In other words, if you don't have the shear, it's not going to be a kesem. So that was interesting to see that again. So we said there's four shitas. and the shita of the Rabbeinu Chananel was distinct from the shita of Mirmi Rottenberg. Then I looked at the Shach Gimel, Kuf Tzadi Al Shach Gimel, and this Shach is going on the second Yesh Oimrim, the Sheet of the Mary Rottenberg, and the Shach says, V'chein nir li nias daite, muchach mi hashas v'ayushami, ka Yesh Oimrim elu, sheheim v'rbeinu chanano v'siyato. V'hu mishas to per kol yad. So sounds like, according to the Shach, really the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Mary Rottenberg are one shita. Not that it's a raya, but the tziyunim, they're from the editor. They're not from the Ramah, supposedly. But the tziyunim in the Ramah don't indicate that this is Shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. It just indicates that it's the Mordechai and the Agaz Maimini and Meir Rottenberg. but not from the Rabbeinu Hananel. That's not a raya. It's just it seemed to me, and I'm just presenting it as a question, that Rabbeinu Hananel was really the most machmir, because when Rav Yossi is metaher, he's not metaher the gamrei. That's Rabbeinu Hananel's shita. So he's metaher mishum nida, but he's metame mishum kesem. So Rabbi Meir was metame mishum nida, and so from Rabbi Yossi argued on him, he was metaher mishum nida, but metame mishum kesem. And when they're in agreement, I assume they both. When they're in agreement, so Rabbi Meir is metaher. He is metaher mishum nida, right? I saw that in the Meir Mirattenberg, that when Rabbi Meir is metaher, he's metaher mishum nida, and he's metaher mishum kesem. That's how Rabbi Meir worked, and I assumed that Rabbi Yossi was in agreement. In other words, they both, by Yoshevis, they're both being metaher, so they could both be doing the same thing, being metaher mishum nida, but being metaher mishum kesem. And so, therefore, however you slice it, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are going to aser, Yoshevis or Emedes. Mishum Kesem, and I'm just reading the Meir Mirattenberg here on page 7. It's right in the middle of the first paragraph. It's near the Tzium. It's in between Reish and Shin in the footnote markings. Inami v'inami ki heichi to the Rebbe Meir lo mitaharin and biyosheves el b'maznekes basa de tamamaya. So they're not. That's Rabbi Meir. That's the Meir Mirattenberg shita. Then he says something else. Inamiki heikel the Rabbi Meir lo matarin v'yoshevus el b'maznekes. Okay, so that's not really what I wanted. It seems that the Shach is learning that Rabbeinu Hananel. Rabbeinu Hananel is held by Yoshevis. The tahara of Yoshevis is the tahara of Yoshevis is tahor the gamrei. When you have Maznekes and Svasa Seifel, Maznekes and Nimsedam Techo Seifel. So then, Rav Yosef is metaher the gamrei. Okay, it's just a question. It wasn't so clear to me that Rabbeinu Hananel was the same as the Meir Mirattenberg. It's not clear to me. There's another something else the Oshach says in Shach Dalid at the very end. Shach says Aval be Yoshevis be Emtzo Haseifel Temeya. So, right, the case of the Mishnah is Alsasa Seifel, and Alsasa Seifel allows for there to be a indication of when the dam, when it's busted to Tamamaya as a dam. In the event that it's the Meiraglim completed and the dam followed the Meiraglim, so then, since she was sitting on Svasa Seifel, so then the dam, if it came afterwards, would be found on the side, not toch. So that distinction exists when she's sitting on the al Svas. But if she's sitting be'emtza, even if the dam comes after the Meiraglim, it's still going to be found, the dam will be still found toch a Seifel. So I thought that was an important ideas for Bizman Azeh. So because there's no, when she sits over the middle, and she finds dam toicha seifel, it's not an indication that it, that the dam came to the Meir Glayim anymore. It's possible that after she completed the Meir Glayim, she actually had dam nida, and the dam nida went to the bottom of the bottom of the middle of the seifel. So toicha seifel, finding the dam. So even though she's yoshevis, and even though she's kalachas, and even though she finds the dam toicha seifel, since she's sitting on the emsa ha-seifel, she's sitting over the middle, the dam at the bottom of the seifel is not an indication that it was toich mei reglaim anymore. It could very well be the dam is dam nida, and it came after the mei reglaim. So, okay, any questions? Yeah, it was certainly a possibility. I mean, it makes total sense. Whether or not you're going to paskin that the dam, let's see, dam in Meir Glayim anyway, dam in the seifel, maybe according to the Rambam, adavar shemakabel tuma. However, Meir Glayim, according to the Rambam, Meir Glayim is also makabel tuma according to the Rambam. Yeah, in terms of just the idea, yeah, I think it's a relevant idea. I can't say halacha l'maaseh though. Not qualified to paskin, but it would make sense in just in terms of the difference between sitting on tzvasa seifel and sitting on tzvasa seifel versus sitting over the middle. You don't have the toicha seifel is no longer really a matter, is no longer an indication that she's tahor, because the dam could have followed the Meir Glayim and fallen into toicha seifel. So, yeah. Okay, shkoyach. And Mr. Shem, will move on to the next packet. Okay, thanks. Have a great day. I wasn't. No. What was it like?